I said 1, 2, 3, are you ready for this?
1, 2, 3, are you ready for this?
People, get ready.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Gather round your radio now for
Uzi and Aaron.
And the question for later in the show is, can Dr. Chris Brown's big furry one capture Erin's heart? Can she put her arms around and go, this is me and this is where I want to be?
Just don't know if it's something I'm ready for.
Well, we'll find out when the Bondi vet, living room legend, I'm a celebrity, get me out of here, co-host, doghouse, voiceover guy.
Yeah, Jesus.
Yeah, no, busy man, busy man.
And he's found time to bring his big furry friend in here to me.
Big furry one, yeah, coming in for you. Now, that's huge. Also, Osher Ginsburg's on the show. He's got The Bachelor coming up.
It's a
three-way Bachelor.
This is weird. I've got to re-look up what they look like. Do we have a photo of what they look
like? Don't want one. You can have the other one. Don't want him. You can have the other one. There's three of them. They're all different. One of them's really tall, classically handsome. The other one's mid-range. And the third one weighs about 14 kilos.
Yes, it does.
Blonde hair.
Yeah, but what's he got that ladies
want?
Well,
exactly.
He's got to have something.
He's packing the heat.
Oh,
I have no idea. But,
good,
you know,
chat.
Even if he's not, he's probably can use what he's got
to
get the job done on a consistent basis, night after night,
because
day after day,
that's
whenever
what
you
matters.
Want it.
That's sustainable.
Well, that's your one. It's your story.
No, it's not.
Oh, I think it is.
No, it's not. You can have ownership of that story. Absolutely.
Hey. And Erin also has been lying to her on-again, off-again boyfriend, or what are we calling him?
Oh, for God's sake.
Is he on-again? Where is he at?
What, I've been lying to my friend?
Yeah.
To your friend?
Lying to a friend.
She's been
it's
lying
not good
to
enough.
A friend.
Not good enough.
I think they're on-again.
I don't know how to define it. Ask him.
Well,
I don't know.
I feel like you're together a lot. So for someone who's, anyway, I don't know what's going on.
Oh, what, you don't have friends that you...
No, I don't. No.
No, he doesn't.
I don't have friends that I have relations with, apart from my wife, my best friend.
Peter Hellyer.
Peter Hellyer. I've never had relations with Peter Hellyer.
Nazeem.
I've never had relations with Nazeem.
But anyway, I tried to cook him dinner because I felt pressured and...
Something
yeah,
happened.
Yeah, I lied.
She lied.
But he doesn't know that and I've...
When we come back though, something's changed in my world and... I don't want to know whether you're lying to me what you've said before the show, because I think a man let me down yesterday.
Oh, no.
He let me down. Really let me down.
Uzi, Ed and Erin.
Have you been unhappy with a haircut? That's the question we're asking.
Oh, yeah.
So have you ever been unhappy with a haircut? Now, I wasn't happy with the haircut I got yesterday.
Yeah.
And now you guys are saying good things about it. Erin?
You look like the bad guy in Avatar.
Well,
which is a compliment.
Is it?
Yes.
So just turn around, do a little. See, I think they've.
What have they done?
Even just the fade isn't like it's the other side. Go the other side. Yeah, like that. Mm.
The swear word looks good. They've shaved in the back.
The thing is, yesterday I wandered around looking for a haircut. I'm a random haircut guy. I don't have a regular hairdresser. And I walk past a joint and I'm like, there's no one in there. I'll go in.
And it's always a good sign.
There was two blokes just sitting there reading magazines and both of them looked at me like, who can be bothered doing this guy? And then one of them sort of said, oh, you look at the other one. So the other one did it. And so I sat there for so long and he never asked me any questions about what I wanted. And the other bloke had two people come and go while I was still sitting there. It went forever. And I just saw him just going shorter and shorter on top and shorter and shorter. And
did you not interject or did you not say, oh, mate, just a little off the top?
You know what? The only conversation we had was him looking at my face and looking the sadness on my face, looking at the sadness and saying, is this okay? But it was too late because all the hair was on the ground.
Oh.
And you know what really annoyed me was afterwards he said to me, you have great hair.
Hmm.
And
I
realized was he just enjoyed cutting it.
Yeah.
Like my hair is so good.
It's good hair.
So thick and luscious that he just wanted to have a good time. It's like he was surfing and he had a great wave to surf and he shredded that wave and left me how I am now.
Yeah, he did that thing where they turn and then come back
the
other way along
back.
The wave.
He said, I want to keep going on this wave.
And then literally the wave
was just kind of the scissors thing.
The wave was
do the
flat.
Scissors thing on the
and he just jumped on the board on the stagnant wave.
And now I'm
ugly.
Yes, thank you. With a flat top.
Michael
I want a flat top. Who's that?
Michael Douglas in Falling Down.
Exactly.
Very similar personality. Very similar
having
personality.
A mental breakdown.
Yep.
Yeah, that's what I look like.
Look, in all honesty, I did not even notice initially.
Yeah, that's because you only think about yourself, you know. If you can get out of your own head for a second, you should show some empathy.
A heap for charity.
You can give me a hug.
I care deeply.
And go, I'm sorry for your loss.
Let's have a hug. I'm sorry for your
loss. Let's have a hug and I'm sorry for your
sorry
loss.
Sorry for your loss.
No, in the hug.
But also into the microphone.
Into the mic.
Sorry for your loss.
Thank you. All right.
It
must be better now.
Are you?
Whew. All right. I've got it off my chest. But that's what people can do. They can get it off their chest.
131060, have you had a haircut you were not happy with?
Susie, Ed and Erin.
Lizzo wouldn't put up with what I put up with yesterday. She'd say stop straight away. As soon as the first snip she didn't like, she'd go back away from the hair. You don't deserve this. Yesterday I put up with it and the guy just kept cutting till there was none left. And then afterwards he said, you've got great hair. And I realised he just loved cutting my hair. And it's just, he's left me distraught.
Did you see him sweep up and keep?
He actually brushed some of it into his drawer.
Yeah, he's selling that.
He brushed into the drawer on the bench. There's a drawer that was on the bench just in front of me and he brushed the hair into it.
Might be a bin.
No, it was sometimes an actual drawer, mate. Yeah. I'll take you to the place if you like, to the scene of the crime.
No, thank you. But I'm just saying he might be using your hair for his own.
Merkin.
It would be good, right? Merkin hair. It's thick, like.
What colour hair did he have?
He had dark hair. Yep, absolutely. And as I said, the bloke next to him did three blokes while he was doing me.
All right.
So I was like, why am I still here, mate? Why are we still doing this? But I'm not alone, am I?
No, Rosalie from Guildford, unhappy with a haircut.
Hello?
Yeah. What happened, Rosalie?
Yes. Well, I was very unhappy, but didn't say much at the time because I was in a good mood, I guess. But yeah, right. My length of my hair was just above my buttocks. And the salon I went to, I only asked for a basic cut, which was just like a trim.
Bit
and
trim,
she ended up getting, of all things, thinning scissors out and thinned my hair out till pretty much there was not much left. So I had to then, therefore, cut my own hair to, just above my shoulders. I do a better job.
No. So she basically cut about 3 foot off.
Yeah, well, 3 foot. I don't know about 3 foot.
It was just above your buttocks.
It was quite a large amount.
Well, between buttocks and shoulder is at least 2 foot, isn't it?
I would say so.
Oh I'm only short. Yeah. I'm only 5 foot. Still, so come on.
I know that between to go from your neck to your buttocks, even if you're only 5 foot.
Well, yeah, maybe
it's
2 foot.
At least 2 foot.
But it's not the 90s either, Rosalie. Why is she thinning it? Like, God, no one wants thin.
Well, I think she may have just landed in Australia, to be honest with you, and had no idea.
Yeah, you know how we operate in this country. She came from a thin-haired country.
Yeah, I mean, there's different fashion all over the world.
We're not here to judge what they do in those countries. Whatever country it is, I don't know.
Have a guess.
No, not guessing.
Emma from Macquarie Park,
yes.
Did you get a bad haircut?
I had the worst haircut. Fresh out of school, long, blonde, virginous hair. There was a calling out of a really reputable academy looking for models for a hair show.
Yep.
That should have been my trigger, that it was a hair show. Anyway, young and a little bit naive, thought, yeah, why not? Went in, came out with, it was a bowl cut from ear to ear, mullet at the back, white, platinum blonde on top with eggplant purple underneath it. And, oh my goodness, this was like the haircut that haunted me, I think, for at least 2 years after. Trying to fix it, I then ripped orange hair, obviously, trying to just get it back to a normal colour, and they had to cut the length at the back off. So I literally had a full-blown orange bowl cut at 18 years old.
So they turned a beautiful young 18-year-old woman into a circus freak they could get a reaction in their hair shot.
12 years later, it's still the running joke in my face.
So, Emma, did you date during that time? I'd imagine not.
Oh, thank goodness I had a long-term boyfriend that, really couldn't leave me for a bad haircut.
Oh, no, wait, he stuck by you, did he?
Pardon?
Did he stick by you?
He did. What a man.
What a hero.
Because she's smoking hot. There's no doubt about that. But he would have had thoughts. Maybe I should get out.
Yeah,
you know?
He would have had a lot of thoughts. A lot of thoughts about long, luscious locks.
Yeah, what he used to have
what
and what
he
could have down
have.
The road. And what you know?
Sorry, what?
No, but he stuck by Emma. Yeah.
Did he, though?
Yes, you're still
Are
together,
you sure,
Emma.
Emma, he stuck by you that whole time. He didn't go away
together.
For work, etc.
He was only 19. Yeah. Now, are you still together, Emma?
No, unfortunately. Well, no, not unfortunately. Fortunately, we're not, but it wasn't the haircut that was like, it wasn't the haircut that did the breaking.
But you've got another bloke now, do you?
Yes, indeed. A wonderful husband.
Oh, yeah, I can tell. Mm. You can tell a woman who's happy.
And my long blonde hair back.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you can tell a woman who
she's satisfied.
Isn't desperate.
No, she's not desperate
at all. But I can tell sometimes when people ring and they've just got that trawl.
Exactly, because they want something they don't have.
Yeah,
but then again, learning to love yourself is the greatest love of all, as Whitney Houston sang.
Thank you so much.
And she says a new movie out with Whitney Houston. Have you seen that ad?
She's dead.
No, not with her, but with someone playing her.
Avatar?
Not Avatar. It's a Whitney Houston movie. I saw it. It's
Weekend at Bernie's?
Yep.
Not Weekend at Bernie's, mate.
God, that's a good movie.
Yeah, well, it is. But
it's a biopic.
They take him to the bank?
Yes.
Yeah, well, fair enough. But it's a biopic. You're right.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely. But I tell you, I'm going to say this. I think the woman who's playing Whitney Houston is not as beautiful as Whitney Houston.
No one is. She'll also come out and say, Ed, in an interview after filming, that they felt the spirit of Whitney was there with them.
Absolutely.
And I reckon the spirit of Whitney would go, you're not as beautiful as I was.
The spirit of Whitney's in a lot of places.
And I would only say that because that woman won't listen to this radio show, I wouldn't have thought. If she was an Australian woman, I wouldn't say it because I'm not a mean person.
Susie, Ed and Erin.
Anastasia won the Masked Singer last year.
Big style.
Who will win it next year? Dun-na-na-na.
Dun-na-na-na.
Erin.
No, I won't be competing. Contractual clause.
Yeah,
issues.
Right. All right, well, don't tell us that because we want to think it might be you.
Ooh,
but
okay.
You got big stars.
Yeah, Pete Davidson and Emily Ratajkowski. They've been spotted hugging in a hallway up until now, and there's been rumours of their emerging romance. But they've confirmed it, I guess, sitting courtside at Madison Square Garden for the Knicks game against the Memphis Grizzlies on Sunday night.
For people who don't know who these people are, Pete Davidson is...
Well, he was a Saturday Night Live comedian guy. He's that quite slightly built, very funny, very tall.
Has he been in any movies?
He was in one film with Bill Burr, and he was in another film that was shot in Queensland, a horror/comedy sank like a stone.
So he's really just famous for dating famous women, isn't he?
Yeah, essentially.
So that's what
Saturday
he's doing.
Saturday Night Live is when he kind of was...
No one around the world would know him. No one would know him at all if he didn't go out with famous women.
Yeah, so basically...
So who's he gone out with?
So he's gone out with, well, most recently, Kim Kardashian was his last partner. He was with her for like 6 months, got her kids tattooed to his neck... which was a really aggressive move against Kanye. He was really annoyed.
But what a great way to increase your profile, go out with Kim Kardashian.
Absolutely. Kate Beckinsale.
Yeah.
He loves older women as well. That was amazing.
If they're famous.
Yeah, only if they're famous, correct. Kaya Gerber, who's Cindy Crawford's daughter. She's obviously younger. He went out with Ariana Grande.
Yeah.
They got engaged as well, So, look, he's basically just anyone who's famous.
If you're not famous, recently single, don't even bother with him.
Yeah,
he needs the profile boost.
And there's something, there's got to be something about him. There's got to be something. And Emily actually said this before they even started dating when she was still married to her ex, who's a lying, cheating poo bum called Sebastian.
He's got the height.
He is a tall
guy. Obviously, women find him very attractive.
Yep.
He's vulnerable. He's lovely.
Great.
His fingernail polish is awesome. Like, he looks good.
There you go.
He's great.
All right. Well, I'm sold. I'm going to have him back on.
Good relationship with his mother.
Yeah, great relationship with his mother.
We love it.
Yeah, so she was clearly completely besotted.
You know what's happened, though? He's traded well because women go, what's he got because he's with this other famous woman? So it's a self-perpetuating sort of story, isn't it?
Yes,
absolutely. You look at him and you think there must be something. Yeah, absolutely. And it creates desire and demand.
Yeah. And so you reckon they're going to last the distance?
No, they're not going to last. Of course they're not going to last the distance. There's no way in hell they're going to last the distance. Even watching them, and I watched videos of this for some reason last night when I couldn't sleep. It's just not there for them.
You don't think
it's just not there. I could tell they were both trying desperately. And Ben Stiller and his wife, Christine, Taylor, who's very famous as well, were kind of laughing at some points at them because it just, I think, looks so pathetic.
Yeah, right. Ben Stiller annoys me.
Why?
I met him. He was just a total toss.
Really?
Yes. And it was disappointing because I found some of his films really funny, but in person.
Did he not give you the respect? Did he not say, I like your work?
No, we didn't. But Will Ferrell did, which was good. But, Ben Stiller, just like someone who's just too cool to... Yeah. do press or to hang out with people.
Like, mate, you made one movie where you throw balls at people's heads. Like,
you know what?
Did you make more movies?
Zoolander 2, the worst movie I've ever seen.
Zoolander.
That was an absolute shocker.
You're going low now. You're going low.
Zoolander 2. Did you see Zoolander 2?
No.
Did you see Zoolander 2?
I did, with you.
Oh, yeah. And how bad was it?
Well, bad, and you were very vocal about it. At the time.
Zoolander 1 was a great film.
You said now two really mean things about people who are famous.
We're going to follow up. Yesterday, women with younger men. It is the 70-year-old with a boyfriend in his
20s.
We're going to speak to her next.
Susie, Ed and Erin.
Yesterday, we talked about Prince Harry, or is he still a prince? He is, isn't he? Yes, even though he's with an American and doesn't do royal duties. How he was, when he was 21, he went out with a woman who was 34, and he used to suck on lollipops, and she would call him baby.
Yeah, and we thought that was wow, but we've been up.
You know what? We did have a young bloke called Blake who rang us to tell us when he was 20, he went out with one of his best mate's mum's friends. Blake is coming on the show later on. He's going to be live in studio because he's 22 now. He's as hot as hell, and we're going to set him up with a woman over 35.
Oh, this is juicy.
Yeah. So, but on the subject of age gap, who have we got here?
Let's speak to Chris from Dual. Well, good morning, Chris.
Good morning. It's Christina.
Yeah, thank you Christina. So much, Christina.
Christina,
hi.
We are in awe of your work. And can you tell everyone what happened 2 years ago when you were 70 years old?
Actually, I was 72.
You're 2 years ago? Are you 74 now?
I will be this coming month in December.
All right. So when you were 72 years old, what happened?
Well, I used to go to this jazz club, which is in a golf club, like a jazz venue.
Yep.
And I had an instant attraction with the drummer in the band.
Yep.
And we got to know each other. Actually, we didn't really know each other very well, but this was a mutual attraction.
Of course.
So, yes. So he started coming to my house.
Yep.
After the band had finished.
Thank you.
And we would,
do it.
Do lots of good things back here. And it was
hot.
Keep the beat.
You get the beat?
Yep, keep the beat.
Yeah, we know. Nice. We get it, absolutely.
So, and that's all very well, but we're thinking jazz club, we're thinking jazz drummer, we're thinking he's in his 60s, 70s or 80s. How old was this guy?
At the time, he would have been possibly, I think he was about actually 27, 28.
Whoa. So you're 72, he's 28, you picked him up, or he picked you up because he was in a jazz band at the local club, and you guys did the wild thing for how...
No, come on.
Are you still doing the wild thing with him?
Come on.
Yes, on and off, he pops in.
Thank you.
Oh, does he give you any notice, Christina, or just pops in?
Oh, no, he rings first or texts first, and I always pretty well make myself available if I can because he's amazing.
Oh, my God.
And so it's, but age was never a factor.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It's
we didn't talk about age or anything else. And I do look younger. Mm. And so, yeah, that's just what happened. So, it was never came into it.
So he can keep up with your needs and he can satisfy your needs.
Definitely.
Yeah. Can you satisfy his?
Oh, well, obviously.
Definitely.
There's no doubt about that.
He's always.
Oh, wait, you can ask if he satisfies hers, but if I do it, oh, God, of course.
Well, exactly. He's not coming back to be disappointed.
Yeah, well, she's coming back too, even though it's at her house.
Yeah.
I know, but he has options and so does she.
Sorry.
No, they both have options. He's a drummer in a band.
And she's a hot woman.
I know they're both hot. I'm not denying that. Good on. Is he the only one you've got on the go at the moment, Christine?
No, not really, but...
How many?
Oh, probably three or four.
Oh, my
God. So it gets really busy.
What are their age ranges?
Probably from about 38 to about, I would say, 59.
Yeah. Once they turn 60, that's it? Would you give a 60-year-old...
You're like the Leonardo DiCaprio of Australia, the female version. So you're not looking to settle down, I'm guessing. You have no interest in a long-term relationship?
Not particularly at the moment. I'm just having fun doing what I'm doing.
Did you come out of a long-term relationship at some point, or did someone pass, or what got to this?
Previously, I was married.
Yeah.
And then I just found a new life, a new lease on life.
At what age?
When I was 40.
Wow. 45. So from the age of 40, 45, you have been a single, footloose, fancy-free, just enjoying
the company of men.
I think that's right.
35 years of just living her best life. What an inspiration.
And gives you such variety. It's amazing.
Oh, my God.
Spice of life.
This is incredible. And just another genuine, boring question from me. You don't miss those kind of things in a committed relationship at all?
Well, I've had a couple of longer-term relationships.
Yeah.
That I'm not saying I'm particularly fussy, but I think that I'm always looking for a change.
Yeah. So what about an open relationship? Have you had men who have gone, Christine, you can go do your thing, but come back to me, or not?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes,
fair enough.
Definitely. Yeah. More than open relationships. That's right. Yes, I have.
Yeah. Great.
Yeah. Okay, so it's all fun. It's, I mean, like this drummer, he was just amazing.
And we love
wonderful
the drummer.
Muscles and big turn.
4-4 time.
Thank you.
Susie, Ed and Erin.
Mayday, mayday. This is relationship number 456. We've got no choice. We're going to have to make an emergency landing.
Crash investigator Hughes, we have reports of a relationship crashing and burning off the coast of Tinder.
My God, not another one. Did we recover the black box?
We sure did.
Well, stop wasting time. Get that thing open and let's see what went wrong.
Millie and Callum had been dating for a year when they thought it was time to move out together. This was until someone else got involved.
So this is a real life text messages. We're role playing. I'm going to play Callum and Erin, you're playing Millie.
And Millie is stunning.
Yep. You're going to assume Callum is as well. So,
yep. Hey, what time are you picking me up?
I've got to drop something off to Mum, then I'll be over.
Why don't you pick me up first? I'm on the way.
Nah, it's fine. She's not a huge fan of you at the moment. LOL.
Why? Have I done something wrong?
The whole moving out situation. Mum feels like you're trying to take me away from her.
Ha 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 ha, what?
Yeah.
I'm only encouraging you to move out because I think we are ready.
Maybe she's right.
She's right?
Well, we don't need to move out, do we?
Callum, you're 32. You shouldn't still be living at home.
There's no rules on it.
So you don't want to move out together anymore? Because of your mum?
I'm just unsure about it.
Right. We need to chat about this later.
And scene.
So did you never move in with Callum, Millie?
No, God, no. Massive red flag right there.
Yeah, like I get wanting to suck off the teat of your parents for as long as possible from a financial perspective, but jeepers, if the option of living with you was there, most blokes would take it every day of the week.
Did you break up soon after that conversation, or where had you go?
We were like, it was pretty rocky after that. But, about a month later, it just sort of dwindled. His mum really was pretty off me after that. And I don't know, he's a massive mummy's boy. So
it sounds like his mum couldn't let him go. Is that what you reckon?
Yeah, I reckon. Oh, well, he's an only child. Child syndrome.
How long ago was this?
It was about 8 months ago.
Is he still at home?
I think so, yes. And I think he's got a new girl. I believe they live together at his house.
Yeah, right. That's the only way to go.
Perfect.
Was there a dad involved or was the mum on her own?
No, mum was on her own.
Yeah, right. So it's Callum and mum and Millie was getting in the way.
Yeah,
so,
exactly.
Yeah, we can see.
Mum's got a point.
But hopefully there were things that Millie and Callum were doing that Mum wasn't. Like, surely Millie played a different role in Callum's life than the one Mum played.
A physical role, yeah.
Yeah, you'd imagine I think so. Well, I would hope so.
Sure, I mean, we assume that.
So. We're not
but
certain.
Callum's hot, though, isn't he? Is he a really attractive guy?
Yeah, and I mean, he has some really good qualities about him. He's a super nice guy. Yeah, but... Yep. I'm a very independent person, and as soon as all of that happened,
yeah, fair enough.
Love it. Well, thank you, Millie. You got yourself $500. That's money. If you've got text messages, let us know on the socials.
Absolutely. But I wonder if there's – I wonder, yeah, we need to discuss this further.
Yeah, I wonder how old there are people listening, like oldest people still living with mummy.
Still at home.
Yeah. I mean, I'm curious.
Well,
We wouldn't be 40-year-olds still living at home, would they?
Well, are they?
I don't know. You tell me.
Well, do you know someone, or are you still living at home, or did you break up with someone for a precise same reason? They just won't leave home. Oldest person still living at home. $50 swish cash from our friends at Swish.
Swish do a great job.
Very intense. Yeah. Absolutely.
What? What if any of the Swish stars are still living at home? Some of the sports stars, you know?
Oh, good. Probably I know are. Brad Fittler had to go back to Mammy's because he kept getting in trouble at the house. Gus Gould bought him in Penrith and he was a big superstar.
He would have enjoyed going back to
Mammy's. Oh, he had a spa in his room.
Yes, Mummy.
He bought a house with a spa in the bedroom.
Mummy, if the door's...
Hard to sell, he said. It's tough to sell.
Susie, Ed and Erin.
Callum didn't want to move in with Millie because Callum's mum said, no, don't move in with her. Callum's mum didn't want to lose Callum. Callum is 32, still at home with mum. We asked the question, can we find anyone older than Callum still at home with mum? And who we got?
JT from Dural, are you still living at home?
Yeah, mate.
How old are you, JT?
52.
Yeah, God, that's
it. Sounds
it.
Cool, calm and collected. Like life is good for JT.
Life is good.
Yeah, I feel like, do you get all your meals cooked and all that?
Love it.
Yeah.
You get fed, JT?
Get fed. There's food in the fridge always. Sometimes my socks are even ironed.
Oh,
gee. LG.
So you always have socks. Like there's always socks in the cupboard for you.
Mate, I haven't had a missing pair of socks for the last 20 years.
I'm going to say your mum is organised, isn't she?
Mate, she's just like the best.
Why do you assume it's his mum who does his socks?
No, I just went with it. I went with it.
So what about if you, JT, go out and you meet a lady or a man, whatever floats your boat, and can you take them home?
Yeah. Technically, I own upstairs. Like, we live in a two-story house. So after all my siblings left home and after I got divorced 25 years ago, technically I own upstairs. So parents don't even go there.
He owns the airspace.
Yeah.
He owns.
How do you get them upstairs though? You got to walk through the bottom, I guess.
No, it's okay. Parents, you know, they're elderly. They're, you know, too busy.
Does mum come up to get your washing though or not? Or does she?
No, she leaves it downstairs.
Yeah, right.
She knows there's a no-go zone.
No fly zone.
Yeah, right. So you divorced pretty young then. You were 25, were you, when you divorced?
Yeah. I got married early, 22 when I got married and had a couple of kids and went pear-shaped. And after that, I thought to myself, you know what? I ain't getting married again. Why would I?
Well,
why would you?
People are just messing with our minds today as the way to live your life.
No, I know. This is actually everything you think that you're meant to want, particularly women who are so desperate for this. Like fairy tale. It's like, why are we? This sounds so much more desirable.
73-year-old Christina is just having a sexual life like no other.
Yeah, with multiple men. And when I said you don't miss that commitment, oh, God, no.
I've never heard a man happier than JT. Life is perfect for you, isn't it, JT?
And we're outnumbered here in Australia. Like, think about it. There's more women than men. Like, women are desperate for men. So we don't even have to try.
So JT's got the pick of... the ladies.
You betcha.
He's got his socks ready to go.
He's got $50 from Swish looking to surprise someone this festive season, giving them a video message from their favourite sports stars. Book yours online now. That's Swish. You got $50 from Swish.
I might have to cancel The Bachelor. Don't I?
Mate, JT, could you imagine the sell? JT owns all of upstairs socks at the red. That'd be brilliant.
Yep.
Hughie, Ed and Aaron.
And the host with the most, Osher Ginsberg, joins us in studio.
I hate to correct you on air, Ed.
Oh dear.
Actually, I love it. Bachelors, plural. Yes. Oh, there's more point. Than one.
Yeah, that's true, mate.
So actually, is that what they're saying? Is the title now The Bachelors?
We had 6 months of meetings. We went to IDEO. There was a brand. There was a rebrand. There was a design. Whole design team got fired. Another design team got hired. And we put an S on it.
Jesus Christ. What did it cost all up?
Doesn't matter. That's a lie, by the way. It happened in about 10 minutes, I think, on Canva.
You know what? It's a world first because Australia leads the way in the Bachelor franchise. Has any country had more children produced from a Bachelor franchise than Australia?
I don't know the facts, but let's say no. We are the most productive.
How many is there now?
There's lots.
So many.
Lots. Maddie and Laura have two. Snez and...
I've stopped counting. Sam.
They've got three, I think.
Honey Badger's got seven, but they're all different mothers.
But what about back to the original? They were the original did well.
Anna and Tim.
Tim and Anna.
Yeah, they got heaps.
They've got one.
Well, yeah.
One's heaps.
One.
One's heaps.
Oh, look, it feels like heaps, I'm
but,
sure.
But what about three bachelors, mate? It must be so much to get your head around. So is there a lot of competition intermingling between? Do they get their own harem or do they, is it, you know what I mean? Is it, have they got 10 each or do they get, is it the third?
There's
a pool
one
of
thing that I can Google always count harem. On you, Dave. You're the man who knows numbers. This is actually, I've not told anybody this.
Yes.
I don't know if I'm allowed to, but I'm going to tell you anyway.
Absolutely.
This season, the gentlemen actually invite the ladies to the mansion. So the ladies get a choice whether or not they come.
Oh, right.
So it's not like they just show up and go, I'm down the end of the driveway and, it's a Dave Hughes. I guess I'll just hang out because there might be a bouncy castle.
Yes.
No, the ladies get to go, all right, I'll come to the Gold Coast with you.
With a specific bachelor?
Yes.
Or can they see all three and say, I like him, but I'll go with old mate, but I'm going to aim
this
for the
This is
other
what
old
you'll
mate.
Find out when you watch the show.
Is there some initial rejections like on Tinder where the guy swipe right and the girl doesn't swipe right as well?
Pretty much.
But so,
good. To answer your question, though, I don't know how to put this delicately in this time slot, Dave. Yeah. It is on the Gold Coast. And remember, when you're on the Gold Coast, it's important to go on all the rides at the theme park before you find the one you want to stay on all day. That's what I'll say about that.
Okay, we had a segment last week where we were talking to, our senior producer, Sasha, who married a man. Standing next to that man as best man was a man she'd had coital relations with.
Yeah, she'd slept with him.
An adult handshake, let's call it that.
An adult handshake. So does that happen?
It may.
But that's good, though, because whenever you watch The Bachelor or The Bachelorette, you get one person and they get to kiss 20 people and the 20 people only get to kiss the one person. So in this one, some of the 20 get to kiss more than one person.
Again, with the numbers and yes, Dave.
Yes.
It's a really interesting, but the thing is, Aaron, it does reflect like what life
real
is.
Real life.
And then
absolutely.
You just mentioned that's what happens in real life, certainly if you're in the same social circles.
Yes.
Like, that used to happen. Okay. We went into it and now we are.
There's three blokes. Is one of them a clear standout, a clear favourite amongst the ladies? Like, is the tall bloke Felix von Hoff, is he the clear standout? Or is it the slim drummer? Mood, what's his name?
Jed
Moody? No.
McIntosh.
Mood.
Good. So what's always good about Dave as a radio professional, he read the brief.
I thought his name was Mood.
Before the show, and he got the names right.
I thought his name was Mood Munro, but that's his band's name. The drummer.
Yeah. I'm glad you did your research,
Dave. He's a band called Mood Munro.
That's right.
I thought that was his name. So is one of them a clear favourite amongst the ladies?
They're all very different.
Yeah.
Am I boring you, Eddie? Is that why you're checking your phone?
I was looking up Mood Munro, the band.
I looked up Harem earlier, and it's apparently a place for concubines.
It is.
They're all very different. They're all very different men. They're all very different men.
Yeah.
And all I say is it is television, so what you think isn't...
Okay, that's very interesting. I want to ask you about Brooke Blurton did like an Instagram Live yesterday and said she was the worst bachelorette ever in history.
That's
why is she saying that?
That's piffle. I don't know. You're going to have to ask Brooke that, but I have complete disagreement with her. I love that woman like anything, and I completely disagree with her. She was one of the most extraordinarily self-aware, most measured, most kind people we've ever had. She has such an incredible vibe upon herself. And I think this is what is really important if you ever come on any of these shows. Being self-aware is absolute key because you can only pretend to put on a face and be someone else for only a crikey 48 hours and then it just becomes too hard.
Yeah.
And eventually the real you shows up.
Do you,
so,
Do you ever want to, when you're on the show and watching it and you're there in the mansion, want to talk to people and go, give them a sort of a pep talk? Are you allowed to pep talk?
This season I am, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we actually had the lads are in a penthouse apartment. That's where we put the bachelor pad. It's bananas. There's like an indoor pool. You can see Tasmania from there. It's huge. The place is unbelievable. And so most mornings I'd show up and we'd sit down and have a bit of a chat and say, how's it going? What's going on? It's like, are you sure? Really? You're playing it that way? Are you sure about that?
Yeah, right. So you're coaching a bit this time.
Well, let's just say it's more like kind of a motivational interviewing scenario. I'm like, and what is it that you want to find?
Yeah, right.
Exploring in that direction. What are you hoping to look for there?
Yeah,
and just like trying to lead them towards their own answer.
And so before we let you go, two proposals. You're guaranteeing two proposals.
I guarantee it. Comes with an Osher Ginsberg guarantee. Two proposals or it's free. 2023. Triple batch.
Wait, how long are they in the house for?
Oh, on TV? I don't know, but we were in the Gold Coast for a while.
Two proposals?
Yeah.
And did they say yes? We'll find out, won't we?
January 9th.
Yeah, the Bachelors. There's an S on the end. Thank you, Osher. And you too, mate.
Ed and Aaron.
We've just invented a cougar Christmas.
It's beautiful.
It's off the back of Prince Harry, who, when he was 21, went out with a woman who was 34. She's became a star on The Real Housewives of DC.
Yeah, decided to release her story off the back of his book coming out because she figured she wouldn't feature. But it started us talking about age gaps, and we heard from a bloke called Blake who told us this.
I was 20 and she was 38.
Where did you meet her, Blake?
Well, that's the good part. I met her at my best mate's house. She was my best mate's mum's friend.
And she pursued Blake. It was her doing.
Asked her friend, the mother of his best mate, for his number.
And Blake joins us right now. Good morning, Blake.
Good morning, guys. Thank you for having me.
Are your parents listening out of interest?
Oh, they definitely are. They're very excited.
Yeah, but can I just say, Blake, every now and again, we'll get Blake in. He won't be hot.
I know.
Yeah, there's always a danger.
And we're going to have to pretend Blake's hot. You know?
And it's going to be awkward because no one's going to call and we're going to have to basically invent someone or get one of our poor producers to come in and take the hit.
But hand on heart, and I'm here to say, you know, I'll swear on the life of everyone I know.
Please do it.
Blake is hot.
No, more. That's underselling him. I'm sitting closest. You should smell him. I'm in heaven.
Oh, no. The scent of him is. What are you wearing? What's the flavour?
It's a Dior cologne.
Oh,
yeah, plus
God.
Pheromones.
But what about his
plus
skin? Pheromones. Have a look at his skin.
He's got great skin. Good thick hair on top of his head.
But what about his shirt? The way that sits on his
torso. So
nice.
And the colour of the shirt as well, the milky nude.
And the way that he's got two buttons undone, but the second button's sort of still together.
Yes.
And it's only one. It's just, and there's a hint of chest.
I'm side pecking him right now. I am loving it.
He's got teeth, all of them, really, and they're nice white.
Ones. How white are his teeth?
Oh, they're so white.
They're glowing. They look like they're real. Are they real?
Yeah, they're real, yeah.
They're not even veneers.
My God, that'll come.
Those are so nice. Look at his eyelashes. He's like
Oh my God.
He would win prettiest camel. You know that contest?
Yes.
I need to come here every morning for a pep talk from you guys.
Absolutely.
It's too much.
We want you to turn up every day.
Yeah, we do. But we also, what here. We want for you more than just to turn up here for compliments, Blake, is to find one of our listeners and determine that they are the love of your life. And we want them to be significantly older than you.
Now, because we loved your story, Blake, yesterday. You said that this woman did pursue you. She was a friend of your mate's mum. And you guys had a brief, passionate affair. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, that's a fair assessment, yeah.
Yep. So... And but you are ready to have more, not affairs, but you're ready to live your life, aren't you? Yeah.
Yeah, I'm ready.
And you realize that there's something about an older lady that is valuable and is attractive.
Yeah, you can't buy experience.
Yes,
you can't buy it. You can't buy experience.
Or
everything he says is spot on.
I know. But what else is it about older women, Blake, that is attractive? Not just experience, but confidence.
Yeah, confidence and maturity. Ugh. I do like a mature girl, I will say.
Yes.
I can't do immaturity.
Yeah. No, he doesn't want to do immaturity. He hasn't got time for that. Carry on.
Definitely not long term.
Have we put a photo of Blake on our Instagram? Are people commenting? Can we get some comments? I want to read out comments.
Oh, man. You take a moment.
So, 131060, lines are open. If you, we know, as Susie said, we know it can be hard for folks. So, if you are a lady over the age of 35 and a single and want to have the time of your life, then call us. Or if you have,
you know what? I'm worried here that we have talked Blake up and he's rightfully being talked up, but there's probably ladies think, oh no, he's too good for me.
Yeah, no.
But that's not what we're about. No. You're not too good for people, are you?
No, I'm better than anyone else.
You see that he's no better than anyone else.
God, this is making you better. God.
So just
He's like he's that real super hot but still attainable in a way because he warms.
You know what? And it's like the lotto. Yeah, you've got 1 in 4 billion chance, but you've still got a chance.
I'll take it.
You're saying there's a chance.
Susie, Ed and Aaron.
It's steaming hot in this studio because we are joined by 22-year-old Blake who gave us a call yesterday randomly after we were talking about Prince Harry being when he was 21, went out with a 34-year-old. Then Blake gave us this call.
I was 20 and she was 38.
Where did you meet her, Blake?
Well, that's the good part. I met her at my best mate's house. She was my best mate's mum's friend.
Blake, we believe your mates are listening and they're having a laugh about this story getting...
100%. They're locked in.
Are they jealous? Are any of them... Do any of them think that they're better suited to be here? They think that they're better looking than you and more suited to this role?
I mean, look, if they do, they haven't vocalised it. So... Possibly, I would, possibly.
How eloquent is Blake?
He's beautiful.
It's just every word he says is just perfect.
Touches your soul.
Yeah, so there's no doubt you're hot, Blake. We have already discussed that. We weren't disappointed when you turned up. Mm-hmm. I knew he was going to be hot. Can we, further on, I said he was hot in that phone call yesterday. Just got a sense about these things. But
that is true. You know a hot man when you hear one.
Now, we have got so many people interested in going out on a date with Blake, but some of them are coming in. We want women who are over 35. We've said that. It's the Cougar Christmas.
Well, we've got three who are over 40 who are champing at the bit.
We had a woman who DM'd our digital guru, Bryce. She's a model we had on yesterday because she was down at the nude pictorial done at Bondi Beach. Mm. She wants in, but she's too young.
No, Blake said to me he's got no interest in 22-year-old nude models from Bondi.
You want over 35. That's what we're going for here.
Anything you want. Let's do it.
Anything you want. It's just a pleaser. It's a people pleaser.
Well, let's go. Cindy from Crow's Nest. Cindy, you are officially single.
Officially single and ready to mingle.
Oh. Hi, Cindy. What's your kind of, can you give me like a, if this was your Tinder profile, your top 3 points, give us a quick summation.
Confident, sexy Latina.
Oh,
well, this guy's brooding. What is the background, Blake, of you? Have you had a background? You're dark. You're a swarthy type, isn't he?
Yeah.
What swarthy?
My mum is Hungarian and my dad is Macedonian.
Ooh. Wow.
Beautiful.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Very
nice.
And Cindy, what are you passionate about?
Oh, look, I have to say, just life at the moment. Just enjoying time out with friends and enjoying having drinks after work and just, you know, a bit of salsa dancing on a Tuesday night.
Oh, God.
Okay.
Have you copped an eyeful of Blake, Cindy, or not?
Oh, I saw. I have you not seen him until this morning and I think it looks hot.
Yeah. So that's one option. Cindy deserves love. There's no doubt about that. But
that's great. But look, we're not, sorry, Cindy, no one's a done deal yet. We've got another couple of options, but you're ranking high, Cindy. Well done.
Let's go to Mascot and meet Jenny. Jenny, you are officially single?
Yes, I am.
What do you do for a job, Jenny?
I'm a flight attendant.
Yeah, that would be you. Mm.
How old are you, Jenny?
I'm 46.
Love that.
You've got a thing for flight attendants, Blake?
Yeah, I think I do.
Yeah, he does.
I think I have a thing for flight attendants called Jenny.
Oh, God! He said her name. Oh. I love it when men say my name. That's so hot. Jenny, what could you offer Blake?
I'm a singer as well, so I could serenade you definitely.
A dancer and a singer. Are you keen for just one? Or would you...
No, we can go on a few dates. Yeah, we've got the rest of the week to sort this out. But yeah, we've got one more.
We do actually. Thank you, Jenny. Let's go to Glenmore Park and meet Stacey. Stacey, have you ever gone for a younger man before?
I certainly haven't. So it would be an adventure. 40 new experiences for the year of 40.
Oh, so you're the youngest of our callers, Stacey. That must make you feel frisky.
Yeah, it does actually.
You're naughty 40.
Naughty 40. What could you offer Blake, Stace?
Well, I'm a good cook, so I like to feed my men.
Blake, what do you like to eat? What's your favorite home cooked meal?
Ooh, I'm not picky. I'll take anything really. Yeah. I don't mind.
Oh, I like someone that's not a fussy eater.
I'm open-minded. Yeah. I'm open-minded.
I reckon you're going to get some more pleas from Blake. Yeah, he would come back for seconds.
Thirds even.
Thirds. So,
oh my God.
Well, does he have to make a decision?
No,
he does
not.
He can
go
out with all three. I know, but I'd like him to make a decision.
Can we think about it? Can we come back and make a decision? Yeah. Okay.
All right.
We've got, just to cap it up, Cindy, the 42-year-old Latino dancer, Jenny, the 46-year-old flight attendant who loves to sing, and Stacey, the naughty 40-year-old who cooks up a storm.
Who's it going to be for Blake?
Susie, Ed, and Aaron.
Cougar Christmas here at Today FM because Blake rang us yesterday and told us that at the age of 20, he went out with a woman who was the friend of
his best friend's mum's friend, who was 38 years old, and he had a little couple of month maybe romance, taught him a few things, and he's developed a taste.
So we brought Blake in. If you're just tuning in, Blake is everything we wished him to be, but more. Yeah. He's tall, he's handsome.
And his personality, he just, everything we put to him, he just answers in a way that you go, he's so suave.
You're so proud of him if he was your son.
I'd be so proud That's if true. You were my son.
Yeah. Now,
I'd love to have you as my mum.
Awesome. Oh, even that was good.
Thank you so much. See, that was amazing.
I know, it was the right level of weird.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, I think she could take something away from that.
Yeah, I will. Thank you.
Whoa, but we had Cindy who's 42, Jenny who's 46, Stacey who is, I'm not sure how old Stacey is.
40.
40. They all like the sound of Blake, but you can only pick one today.
Yeah.
Blake.
But we will slip you the others. Digits in case it doesn't go well.
Off air.
Right. Off air.
But Blake, who are you going to pick to go on a date with?
Well, I do love food. I think I'm going to go with Jenny. I love to travel.
Jenny, the flight attendant from NASCAR, 46 years old. You're going on a date with Blake, 22 years old.
Oh, my God.
Wow, Jenny, can we clear your schedule this week? You've got any flights on this week? Is there a window for you and Blake?
There's definitely windows available.
All right, so it's this week.
Definitely windows available. This week, yes.
Yeah, no middle seat for Blake. He's getting a window one.
he'll be getting business class.
Oh!
Flatbed.
Blake and Jenny.
Put him in the cockpit even.
Yeah. All right, you're going to go out either tonight or tomorrow night, and we're going to report back as to how it went this week on the radio, okay?
So
done.
Thank you, Blake.
Did we provide a voucher or something?
Yeah, we will. We'll take him out for dinner. Sweet. We'll find somewhere to take him. And
you're not going, man.
No,
you do this and you'll do a drive-by or you'll make one of us do it. No, not this time.
I'll turn up and pay the bill.
There we go. Okay. Thank you, Blake. You can see him on our socials, just in case you didn't think we had enough hot men in town. Dr. Chris Brown.
This is actually a bit of a ridiculous morning because normally I feel like you guys get...
Oh, no, come on. You're
this is the first time it's actually been...
You're already surrounded by hot men on a daily basis.
Oh, yeah. You guys. Yeah,
so,
true.
But the doctor, Chris Brown, Blake's still involved. Now,
Blake wants to join the team.
You're going out with Jenny, not Aaron, all right? So, the doctor has brought his dog in, and Aaron Molan, who has got a famous dislike of animals.
It's not a dislike.
I think we can hopefully turn you around.
I haven't grown up with him, so I'm
Here
willing.
We go. He's going to come in and sell his dog to you.
Can Dr. Chris Brown make Aaron a dog lover?
Susie, Ed and Aaron.
Unbelievable range of dog treats, drool online and in Pet Barn and in other pet-related areas. We are talking, of course, about...
Well, only the best vet that's ever been vetting in the history of vetting. Who is it, Aaron?
Dr. Chris Brown, of course.
There he is.
Come on, guys. Thank you.
These treats, actually, I'm trying to get my daughter to do a poo on the toilet. Would they work for... humans, or are they just animals?
I do have one that's very high in fibre that would really get things moving along.
Well,
absolutely.
I like it.
Well, also, can I mean, we always, you know, on Current Affair occasionally do stories about people because they can't afford, they eat pet food. Is pet food generally okay for humans to eat?
A lot of the ingredients in a lot of treats and food aren't human grade. So
they're
like meals, like chicken's called, you'll see chicken meal written down. That's like rendered down bone and connective tissue and yep. pretty average stuff.
Yeah, right.
But these actually contain chicken breast. Thank so these are probably, these are made in a human like human facility.
That's my favorite cut of chicken. It's the only bit I
have
eat.
One.
There you go.
Basically called school snacks.
Well, I mean, maybe this is how we cross this little
Do
bridge.
Do you think?
Maybe.
I love this because the bridge we're trying to cross is. He says my famous dislike. Doctor, that is not true at all. That's awful.
I'm the only pet lover in this team. Ed and Aaron both don't have pets, don't enjoy pets.
No, that's not true.
Actively dislike animals.
Doctor, well, they have children, which are similar
Thank
in so
you.
Many ways.
Yeah, I know, mate, but you know what? Can you trust someone who doesn't like a pet?
I find it hard, Hughesy. I find it hard.
I disagree. I find this very unfair. My upbringing, 16 different schools, because my dad was in the army. He was serving our nation. He was defending our shores. Mm-hmm. So we had to move all the time. So we couldn't have a pet.
Mm. So what?
Mm. Well, he did his service. Maybe you could do your service by letting a dog
but
kill
also,
you.
But also, a lot of dogs work in the army. A lot
they
of
do.
Dogs. Defend our nation by, you know, being bomb detector animals and
dogs.
They put their lives on the line
Absolutely.
So that you can live your life.
Okay, so I'll get a bomb dog. Is that what you're
Are
saying?
They available, bomb dogs?
It'd be a very similar lifestyle, I think, living with Aaron Mullen would be like being a bomb detecting dog. You'd sniff out trouble a mile away and then go, hang on, and then back off.
Putting out fires all the time. But I'm open to loving dogs. I feel like what's been missing from my life has been a dog. Mm. But I just don't know how to cross that thing into when they lick me, I go, I feel like they're dirty. I know they're not. How do I overcome that?
You know what? Let's come back and find a way for Erin to overcome her hatred of dogs.
I would love this.
Bringing in the doctor's own dog.
No way.
Erin, can connect with,
nervous.
What's the name of your dog?
Buzz. He's waiting.
But I want
the
doctor
excited.
To like me and he's gonna, I don't
can
know how
you
to.
Can you hug Buzz? Can Buzz possibly lick Erin's face?
Yes. He loves licking.
Really?
And I saw him licking all sorts of places this morning. So he's ready and able.
Susie, Ed and Erin.
Buzz has just been picked up by Dr. Chris Brown. Buzz, who you've had for how long, Dr. Chris?
Just for a year.
Yeah.
You know, this is the sort of bond you form in just a year, Erin. You know, it's...
He looks very into you.
What sort of dog is Buzz?
So he's a rescue. He's a cross between a Maremma and a Kelpie. So he's sort of a little bit crazy energy-wise in the park, but also relaxes at home quite a lot. So he's a couch dweller, Erin. You can just curl up on the couch. You can.
He's actually very sweet. He actually looks. His eyes look really beautiful.
Yeah,
he's a really handsome rescue as well, isn't he?
Dog. He does good side eye too. Is he giving you side eye? Because you're giving him side eye.
Am I giving him side
eye? So Dr. Chris Brown, Erin Mullen famously hates dogs.
I do not
What
hate
can
dogs.
We do right now to try and help? Because she's starting to melt. What's something we can do right now to help her?
I think they need to just embrace each other and breathe each other's breath.
Okay,
bond. Just
put
connect.
It on me.
And there's a little treat here. When you give him a little treat, you can connect.
Is there any chance he will bite her?
Absolutely.
You go, little one. No, take your little
he
treat.
He won't bite.
He's very gentle, like a lot of rescues.
God, he's so sweet.
Yeah, see?
Can I have a hold?
Well, he's a big dog.
What about the dog?
He weighs about 35 kilos.
I'm so worried.
Here we go.
He weighs 35 kilos. All right, and then, Erin, you've got this. You can't panic here, Erin.
I'm not going to panic. Why would
the dog,
I panic?
He's on,
smell the fear.
The dog's on Erin's lap. They are.
It looks very natural.
She's getting a round of applause. Erin, you need to smile at the dog.
I've got a dog on me.
You need to calm down.
This is amazing. It feels so.
Talk to him.
Maybe this is what I've been searching for my whole life.
But this is little emotional.
Yes.
Connection that they give you where they rest their head on you on your knee, or in this situation he's like totally wrapped up in your arms.
Yeah.
But they just take the stress of the day away.
And he wouldn't leave me for another owner, would he?
No, he never would.
Oh my God.
He actually looks like he's at home.
This
he
is
looks
perfect.
So incredible. Oh my God. He actually looks like this is meant to.
Erin is stroking Buzz's neck. Buzzy now has both paws over Erin's shoulder in a cuddling motion.
Right.
Can
Erin?
I just ask, what about the pooing stuff? Because that's where I think I'll struggle.
Look, it's like a coffee in the morning. It really wakes you up.
Because that Liza's by kind of time, just every afternoon.
You just got to pick it up.
Oh my God.
Can I tell you a story?
Yeah.
I was walking the other day on the Bondi to Bronte walk, Hughesy's favourite.
Oh!
You're right. Well, hang on. You're okay?
Yep, absolutely. Yep.
Okay, was he wrapped around your headphones?
No, he's good. Yeah.
So Yeah, well, I went for a walk the other day, and,
yeah.
and this is a slice of life for you as a dog. Now licking the face. The tongue almost went in the mouth.
Yeah.
So I was walking Buzzy, and we're walking along. I was in a hurry. I only had about 10 minutes to take him for a walk.
Yeah.
And hit the sort of the coastal walk there, and there were these two kind of influence-looking girls strutting along, full makeup, active wear, just loving life, and we were racing to get to the dog park. Yeah. So I moved quickly in front of them, and all of a sudden, Buzzy just looked at me, and started squatting and just squatted down. And these girls had to stop in their tracks because Buzz was squatting with that like determined look on his face, like he had business to take care of. And it was a big stinky poo that he just put right in front of them.
Yep.
So I look at the girls and say, I'm so sorry. And the most attractive of the two looks at me and says, no, don't apologize. That was me 2 hours ago. And then just walks off.
It's the best story I've ever heard.
Where'd she do it?
I looked at the dog. The dog Buzzy looked at me, and I was just so confused. And then 20 metres up the road, she turns around and goes, "With my dog, with my dog, with my dog."
That's the dog. Stuff. Like,
no, it's too late now.
Brilliant.
It's too late.
Can
now.
I just quickly ask, off the back of doing a big stinky poo, do you wipe its bottom? Because that's what I struggle with when they don't get their bottoms wiped. Like, do they have stuff?
How old are you? Do you wipe your dog's bum?
No.
No, you're not.
What?
Have you not known? Under my arms.
No.
My God, he's on my boot. Okay, you won't bite mine.
They wipe their own bum with their tongue that he was just licking you with.
Have you lived in the world? What, do you see people wiping their dog's bums on the street?
No, but I'm just saying maybe we should. If I could wipe its bum, I'd take it.
Their bum is magically self-cleaning.
Every now and again, you've got to wipe.
Oh, yeah. Every now and then.
But it's rare.
It like leaves a little, almost like a fingerprint on your couch.
But, how does the dog smell, Aaron?
What? It smells like a dog. I don't know. It's got that just pungy kind of bit like moldy.
What?
Whoa.
It doesn't smell pungy.
That's fighting words.
It could be my tan.
Beautiful. No,
no.
Do you think that dog smells pungent?
No, this dog smells amazing. Does anyone have any sanitizer?
Oh, God. Get in there.
That should be a perfume. Here's a dream.
Is that a good smell for a dog?
You basically have a 40-kilo lap dog on your lap.
Can I just say,
right
this,
now.
I've never felt more secure.
Yeah.
Like, this is beautiful.
So now you're thinking about it. Is it a chance that you'll get a dog?
I am open to, but I want this one. I actually don't want any other dog.
Can't you have a day? Can't you have a day with Buzz? Would you trust her
Could
with
I
a day with Buzz?
Day with Buzz?
I actually would.
Would you?
All right.
Yeah,
I think we've come a long way.
It's a day with Buzz.
He's made the decision for it. Look at him.
He's so comfy.
All right. We've connected Amazing. Blake with a flight attendant. We've connected Aaron with Buzz.
I have more hope for one than the other.
Dr. Chris Brown, get those drool treats because look what they do. The dogs have never been happier, and he's on every TV show that's good. Always a pleasure.
Susie, Ed, and Aaron.